Hello, everyone. So a court reached a verdict in the Chris Carbo case over 2 years after the death of Mr. Carbo. It was, I think, just 2 days before the death of Elizabeth II that Chris Carbo was driving a car in London, in Streatham, and the police attempted to stop the car, and Mr. Carbo was shot dead whilst unarmed. And I knew someone who lived around there. He said he was killed because he was trying to ram the police. Other people dismissed that, said that's nonsense, it's just a racist murder, blah, blah, blah. As a, Mr. Carbo was black. As it happens, the police officer who killed him was white. And so there was quite a furore about it. Had it not been for the death of the Queen, knocking that off of the front pages, that would have been the lead story for a week. I remember going to the spot where Mr. Carbo was killed only a week or so after his death, and there were several people there with a vigil, flowers, a big plaque on the wall in Arabic, actually. I didn't think he was a Muslim, and they would not want me to film. So I realized it's a very sensitive subject. I just said, basically, not provoke them. You can go back and film that spot any other time. So, the killing of him is not as one side as you might think, because that car was linked to a shooting incident in Brixton the day before. Brixton, about a mile down the hill from where he was killed. Now, I'm not sure what linked him in. Do they believe the gunner was traveling in that car or what? The police decided to stop it is part of their investigation. And Mr. Carver did not want to be stopped. He was blocked in by armed officers on both sides. And I've seen some of the video footage of him going forward and backwards and trying to ram his way out. He was told, armed police, show me your hands. And one of the police officers thought that Mr. Carver was trying to drive the car in to kill the officers. And so that officer, he shot Mr. Carver dead, a single shot to the head. Although Chris Carbo didn't die instantly, the officers strove to save his life, so they're trying to rush him to hospital, but he was pronounced dead about 2 hours later. So it's true that Mr. Carbo wasn't armed at the time of his death, but it looks like he was trying to kill or injure police officers. Another police officer who didn't shoot him said, if my colleague hadn't shot him, I would have shot him in split seconds. Right decision, wrong decision. We shall never know. Maybe he wasn't trying to kill them. Was he just trying to get out or something like that? But anyway, so the court found him not guilty. Now, this police officer, he was obviously suspended from duty. He couldn't go abroad for 2 years. He had this sword of Damocles hanging over him. He could be found guilty of murder. He could be sent to prison for life. So a jury of 12 people, they took 4 hours to pronounce him not guilty. Now, that is a very high bar to clear, finding someone guilty. In this case, you have to be virtually certain that committed murder. And so if there's anything more than a penumbra of doubt in the minds of the jurors, they must proclaim him not guilty. So that officer is free to go without any blemish on his record. I'm not sure if he could actually still face a civil action, which, of course, this burden of proof is only, the standard of proof required, is only the balance of probabilities. As if there's a greater than 50% chance, then the Metropolitan Police could be found to have unlawfully killed Mr. Carbo, have to pay huge compensation. But Martin Blake, was it unfair that he was put through this? Because yes, it's very thoroughly investigated. They're body cams, they're very, very extensively trained. And you have to make a split-second decision to err as human. Inevitably, they sometimes get it wrong and kill somebody whom they should not kill, or indeed don't kill somebody who they should kill, or leave it too late. And then the baddie kills an innocent person. You might shoot the bad person a bit later, but it's too late for that innocent person. So you're damned or you're damned. On the other hand, perhaps we shouldn't feel too sorry for Martin Blake. This is the responsibility he chose to accept. If you don't accept that, don't be a firearms officer. But it'd be very difficult to get people to be firearms officers. If they do their duty in good faith, they can still be run through the mill, even found not guilty. But it's been an enormously stressful period for him for 2 years. And he couldn't go abroad on holiday or anything like that. Not being able to carry out his duties, do the job that he loves, protecting the public. Now, obviously, this verdict will be very difficult for Mr. Carver's friends and family, and they will continue to maintain that he was murdered because, you know, they loved him. He was very important to him. A family has been shattered. He's irreplaceable. His girlfriend was pregnant at the time, and so that's it. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner is Mark Rowley, and he defended the action was taken, and he was obviously visibly pleased that the verdict returned was was indeed not guilty. So I was a bit surprised that the name of the sergeant who killed him was released. Other officers have not been identified by name, but the various numbers. So we know a lot about it. And you can see some of the body cam footage from the time. There were major demonstrations around the people thinking, and so Black Lives Matter took up the cause. But you know, you put yourself in this position as police officer, what are you to do? Do you shoot? Do you not shoot? Because either way, these are either bad outcomes. A police officer gets murdered, or you kill someone who actually wasn't carrying a gun or a knife and maybe wasn't trying to kill someone. It seems rather likely to me that he was. There we go. The police say, you know, armed police, show me your hands. I think it's a very good idea to show your hands and not to drive the car. So, obviously, Mr. Kaba was killed without a trial. So if we are to be safe, we have to have armed officers, and they have to be authorized to shoot people dead sometimes, but they should only shoot people dead when absolutely unavoidable. And I do think they do strive to avoid it. They did say armed police, they did wait for a few seconds, he did drive back and forth a few times and things like that. And you can see how they tried to hem him in, use minimum force. But sometimes the minimum force to keep people safe is to kill someone. So have to take a life just to save more lives. Goodness, I wouldn't like that terrible responsibility. So perhaps it's wrong that this police officer had to actually go to a trial. There could be another investigation, say there's not a case to answer here, but obviously the police investigated themselves, charged him, handed the file to the Crown Prosecution Service, who determined there was a realistic possibility of a conviction, and indeed it was within the public interest to proceed with the case. No nolle prosequi order was given. But some police officers resigned from their firearms duty, saying, we're not going through this because it's grossly unfair to our colleague. And if we shoot someone dead, we could be hung out to dry like this. Even if it was the right decision, perhaps it was the wrong decision, but it was still a reasonable decision in the circumstances. We honestly and reasonably believed that he was an imminent threat to other people's lives, and therefore we had to do it. Now, that belief may turn out to be erroneous, but so long as it was honestly and reasonably held, they should be legally in the clear and should perhaps not have to have their lives on hold for 2 years with this immensely difficult situation when they could be found guilty of murder and go to prison for life when they're striving to do their duties. But yeah, anyway, they know this is the case. There are still firearms officers, not very many. They're very, very carefully trained to make these decisions, and why did you make the decision, and for what reason, and blah blah blah. These things are exhaustively investigated. I read about Tony Long, a Metropolitan Police officer who killed several people, but was never found to have done anything wrong. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Goodness, I mean, okay, I'm glad for that police officer. I'm obviously sad for Mr. Kaba's family. Even if Chris Kaba did something wrong, he never did anything wrong. So the thing is, we shouldn't jump to conclusions just because the police officer was white and just because Mr. Kaba wasn't. What are we to do? Have only black people allowed to be firearms officers? Therefore, nobody could ever say it was a racist thing if a black person happens to be killed. Whites would get killed by them as well. So I think maybe a bit too fixated on race. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.